You can head on down to the Cleveland History Center. Their History on Tap theme is Cleveland All-Stars. And here to help us discuss all of that and shed some more light on Cleveland All-Stars is Shannon Stewart with the Cleveland History Center. Shannon, thank you so much for the time. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Andy?
So far, so good. And, well, I saw this program and I thought, boy, this is really interesting. You guys always do such a wonderful job with the History on Tap. And I saw Cleveland All-Stars and I thought, boy, that's fascinating. Because there are so many different ways of approaching this, not only counting the amount of times the Indians have hosted the Midsummer Classic, but of course, you know, the Cavaliers have hosted the NBA All-Star Game before and will do so again here fairly soon. So, well, what are the details on this Saturday's festivities?
Well, you're exactly right. We're going to be trying to look at Cleveland All-Stars from many different ways. We were inspired with the MLB All-Star Game coming back here in July. So we're going to be talking about all the different times that the Cleveland Indians and earlier teams have hosted that Midsummer Classic. We're also going to be looking at some of the different people that are Cleveland All-Stars, from the Browns, from the Cavaliers, including some other little less well-known sports and sports-related themes. We are going to have the Bookhouse Brewing is going to be on site pouring up some drafts for us, some 19th century-inspired drafts. We're going to have the Akron Black Stockings, are a vintage baseball team. They'll be out here kind of hanging around and hopefully, weather permitting, outside throwing some baseballs around, talking to us about the history of baseball in the area here. We will also be focusing on Sugardale Hot Dogs. We'll have those available for purchase. So good beer, good food, and lots of sports history. And, of course, any Cleveland sports event wouldn't be complete without Cleveland sports trivia. So we'll have at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock, we'll be doing some all-star sports trivia for great Cleveland packages. The Cleveland Indians have provided us with some tickets that we can raffle off and use as prizes. We also have lots of Cavs gear that will be available for prizes as well that day.
Very, very fun stuff. And there's also going to be a book signing taking place this Saturday as well. It's Mrs. Morehard and the Boys. And I thought this was an interesting take on the Cleveland All-Stars because this talks about the history of Little League Baseball in Cleveland. What can you tell us about this book?
We're very excited to have Ruth Morehard joining us. She's written a book about her mother's experience, actually starting the first Boys League in America. So even before the Little League actually founded, she was kind of the inspiration, and that happened right here in Cleveland. And it's really interesting because we have Cleveland All-Star greats like Bob Seller, Jeff Heath. They were really involved in this program as well and helped to get it underway. So Ruth actually wrote this about her mother-in-law. She will be here with us all day on the 13th from 1 to 4, signing her book. We'll have the book available for purchase as well. And then she's even going to do a little talk to us, talking about her mother-in-law's experiences and history, how she got involved in this, how she wanted to create something for her son and other Cleveland boys to kind of challenge themselves and think of that idea of becoming an all-star later on.
This Saturday at the Cleveland History Center, it's History on Tap. The theme is Cleveland All-Stars. Shannon Stewart with the Cleveland History Center joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You mentioned some of the activities that are taking place on Saturday. What can you tell us about some of the presentations that will be there as well, ranging from all the Cleveland All-Star festivities and some of those, as you mentioned earlier, that have been Cleveland All-Stars in the past?
So with our presentations, we have the two timed trivias, and then we'll have Mrs. Morehard will be addressing us at 2:30. Then we have our community partners who will kind of be with us all afternoon from 1 to 4. We'll have the Pro Football Hall of Fame is going to be talking about some of the Browns greats from the past. We will also have the Cleveland Public Library and the Baseball Heritage Museum, both on site, talking about the MLB All-Star games that have been here in the past, and some of the other great players just from Cleveland sports history in general. And, of course, we'll have our own collections and archives out looking at some of the images and other stories from the All-Star Pass as well.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our good friend Vince Guerrieri, who's going to be down there representing the Baseball Heritage Museum. Vince, of course, works just across the road from here at the Chronicle Telegram, and I know Vince does a lot of wonderful work, so we're excited to see that he'll be down there as well. And what you guys do a lot of really cool things with History on Tap. You alluded to this a little bit earlier, Shannon, with the 19th century drafts.
Yes.
So if you could elaborate on that and what kinds of things you guys will have available with these 19th century drafts.
So with History on Tap, if you're not familiar, it's a longstanding series, and we love to focus on different parts of Cleveland history, but especially about brewing history here in Cleveland, because we have a really, really interesting brewing tradition. So we always invite kind of local breweries and different companies to come in and be partners with us on these events. Of course, Great Lakes Brewing is an ongoing partner with us. Bookhouse Brewing is a little bit newer. They're a really interesting company that's in a historic kind of brew pub over in Ohio City. They'll be bringing a 19th century porter, actually, with us for next weekend. And it's something that they do. They use old recipes and kind of base some of their newer brews off of older style traditions. So it's a great way to kind of honor what might have been served at League Park for one of these great all-star games. And it lets people explore the brewing traditions in Cleveland as well, while having a great beer all at the same time.
And you guys also have a signature cocktail for these events.
Yes,
is that
do.
A secret, or are you allowed to reveal that?
You know, sometimes you keep it secret. I was actually just working on that this afternoon. I believe what we're going to be doing for this Saturday is going to be a Wild Thing lemonade, featuring Southern Comfort and some lemonade and lime. So something kind of citrusy, nice, easy drinking, but kind of has a little wild kick to it in honor of our Indians All-Stars.
Nice. Wild Thing lemonade. I love that. So it's basically just Southern Comfort and lemonade. I love
that.
That's
it. Yeah. A little squeeze of lime. You know, you got to have that little extra kick in there.
Okay, nice. See, I love that. That's a nice little twist that you guys put on your signature cocktail. That's great, great stuff. And you know what? When drinks like that start coming around, that gives us an indication that better weather days are most certainly
exactly
ahead. And I think we can all certainly get behind that, too. Very cool stuff. Well, what are some of your favorite collection materials that will be on display here as well? Because you talk about going all the way back to talking about some of the best all-stars in the history of Cleveland sports. I know you guys will certainly have a lot of cool collection materials. What kinds of things like that will be on display?
We'll have a little bit of everything. Mostly with when we talk about our sports materials, it's a lot of images. We have some great photograph collections from Cleveland history that will be featuring League Park. We'll definitely have those out. If anyone had come last April, we did kind of a similar event with our April History on Tap, and we found all sorts of really interesting images from League Park. So we'll be bringing those back out again for April and kind of highlighting some of the key players from the older Indians and Spiders teams as well here in Cleveland.
Very, very cool stuff. Sounds like some nice old-school artifacts that you're not really going to get. Yeah, I mean, not going to get the opportunity to see that anywhere else. And you could also enjoy a Wild Thing signature cocktail, the Wild Thing lemonade. I love that. I think that's worth the price of admission alone. And you also get to see some 19th century taps. So sounds like you guys have a little bit of everything coming up on Saturday. And hopefully Mother Nature decides to cooperate, because you might see some baseball there as well on Saturday,
too. I'm hoping so. We'll have some outdoor games and sports for people to kind of play and enjoy. Maybe have a soda outside in the sunlight, hopefully, and throw some balls around with the Akron Black Stockings. I will note that if your listeners are interested in coming, they should definitely look at our website. We are doing a brand new open bar and admission wristband. And if you pre-register online at wrhs.org, you'll actually be able to get that for a little bit discounted price. So it should be $25 online, and it will be a little bit more expensive on the day of here on site.
All right. So that's a great idea to pre-register. There are always benefits to buying before you get there. No doubt about that. WRHS.org. Good stuff.
Yep.
Shannon, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by. This is a lot of fun, and hopefully you get some cooperation from Mother Nature on Saturday.
Let's hope so. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Shannon.
Have a great day.
You too. Again, Shannon Stewart with the Cleveland History Center joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.